Everybody, before we go into today's podcast, I have some exciting news. VaynerMedia and VaynerX, which holds purewow.com, 1:37 p.m., the Sasha Group, on, is hiring pretty aggressively for a creator role. That is a copywriter. That means you have good ideas. You can come up with ideas, and then you can also have the English skills to write the copy on the Facebook or Twitter or YouTube post. Team Gary's hiring. VaynerMedia's hiring. We're just hiring. And so please go to GaryVee.com/creator. That's GaryVee.com/creator. Let me see if I can spell here. C-R-E-A-T-O-R. Please go check that out. I assume that there's a form there that helps you show a little bit of your work and kind of get us on third base. I'm starting to contemplate maybe even some remote work as well. So please go fill out a form if you're interested in joining the Vayner family. We are looking for designers like crazy, meaning you can design for TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. We're looking for animators. If you're good at that cartoon shit, we're looking for you. We are definitely looking for people that obsess over the idea of taking a keynote of mine or a long form commercial and creating 72 video assets out of it. The kind of stuff you see consistently from us on Instagram. So if you've got hunger, humility, and want to enter one of the best marketing machines of all time, please go to GaryVee.com/creator. Designers and writers. I'm also looking for a writer or two. Well, I'm at it. I don't know if that's there, but I'm definitely looking for somebody to join to my team to help Raghav write LinkedIn articles and blog posts. So if you're really into the idea of like watching unlimited Gary content and turning it into written articles, I think it's a cool job. And it's definitely been a launching pad for interesting careers inside our world. So anyway, great time at Vayner for entry level creators. That is really what we're looking for. Class of 2020, so many of you, let's call it what it is, got fucked. Job offers pulled, internships pulled, entry-level creator life at VaynerMedia. Hit us up, GaryVee.com/creator. My longest pre-roll ever because it's that important. All right, and now today's podcast.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good day, Gary V Audio Experience listeners. This is Gary Vaynerchuk's brand director, Andy Kranek. You are about to listen to a meeting Gary had with myself and the rest of Team Gary V, his content and media team, that we thought would be a great podcast episode for you all. Shout out Joseph Santangelo, who's our new podcast editor, who came up with the idea to strip the audio from this Zoom hangout and give it to you all. I think you all will glean a lot of insights into how Gary manages, how he thinks about his day-to-day with his content and media team, and also his current thoughts on what's going on in America and the rest of the world. So I hope you all enjoy this episode. Would love to hear your guys' thoughts. Feel free to tweet us at Team Gary V or Gary V if you thought this episode was cool and interesting. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you, and let's get into the episode. Thank you.
Great. I just wanted to get the group together, shoot the shit as All In Challenge wraps up. I think we can really have a reset that is exciting. And so, oh, nice haircut, Snod. Good shit. That's what I want to do. Obviously, it's unbelievably heavy times, and so we've been navigating. But I really appreciate everybody, and obviously. I'm here for anybody if they need me. So yeah, I just want to shoot the shit, Andy. If there, you know, we can do some questions, we can do some thought starters, but I'm definitely going to want an hour, maybe even a 2-hour meeting next week to reset like what our making culture is. Like, what are we making, you know? And so it's something on my mind as well.
Cool. Yeah. We have a queue. Everyone's going to just ask you a question and we can just have follow-up questions and shoot the shit. And awesome. Raghav's going to kick us off.
Awesome.
So I've got a couple. First one is kind of selfish to me of like, has your perspective on LinkedIn strategy changed at all in the last like few months or few weeks, or how do you think about what you want to do there?
I'm very hot on LinkedIn and want it to be a top priority. And I think one of the things I want to come at now that we're all going to free up and you know, at some point, you know, content with some sort of like back to regular programming will eventually happen. You know, I could, you know, I'm even the post today I posted, I felt might be able to help people that are struggling with some of the race issues as well. And so, you know, felt it was probably the most deviating from it. I feel like there's a very good chance that I'm going to mix in social posting throughout the rest of the year. I don't know. We'll see. But the number one thing I want to come out of this all-in challenge with and this new team that's in place is I want to make longer form content more often. We're good at that. When D-Rock was making films and when we were making decks, there was a lot of good things going on with that. And I'd like to do more of that. So, you know, Raghav, I think like a 16 page deck on how to use TikTok for a B2B is like an interesting thing on LinkedIn, or a 12 page history lesson on why organic reach on LinkedIn will eventually go away in LinkedIn. So my answer is more slide shares, like once a month, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Makes sense. And I guess that kind of leads into the next one, but like, what are from your perspective, the top, like, I guess one or two biggest issues that you're seeing on the team as a whole right now?
You know what? I don't know. It's why I wanted to have this meeting. I'll tell you why. We've just been in a very weird 8-week cocoon. I think the biggest issue and kind of like why we hired, you know, Joe and Tan and Destiny is that we need to be more maker oriented. There's too many people by percentage on this team on this call right now that don't make. So I need to balance that out. You know, I need to even tap into the Katie's and the Mays and the Justin's of like, how, you know, is there any Sanans, like, is there any making needs? What are the project management general manager needs? And what are the making needs? Like, I'm really happy with, you know, the hires we're making, Elliot as well. And like, I want to make a couple more. I need more designers, you know, DK and Chris like can hold it down. Like, I want more, more making. It's just making.
Cool.
And making comes in a lot of forms. Making comes in Mike Boyd rewatching all the rapper interviews and seeing if something was said that turned out to be something, and just sending into the WhatsApp, hey, this video with Gunna, 2 minutes and 18 seconds to 2 minutes and 49 seconds. Let's clip that. That's where Mike can make, you know? Just making.
Cool. So I think I'm next. And my first question for you would be, so I'm obviously new and it kind of plays off the last question, but how do you evaluate Team Gary as a unit and then on an individual level? What are you looking for from individual members in a team?
As a unit, it's impact on output. And that can come through strategy. That might be me and Jim strategizing. That might be Jim strategizing around lately and then bring it to table. Now we have a GVTV, you know, Jim and the others that I'm sure worked on it. And now we have a GVTV and we're putting out 40 pieces of content on another Twitter account. That's making. That didn't mean it was individual making. That was taking a step back and being thoughtful. Mm-hmm. That was building the search engine, Joe, right? Like the new mm-hmm. search engine seems pretty bomb. I'm excited to promote it. Individually, I go with my intuition and osmosis. I effort matters, but not to the level of burnout, but our team works harder. And I think harder more from like faster, you know, like it's, you know, like I think like from in hours, I think our team probably works more, but I think it's because everyone hangs out with each other and likes it. Like, I think anybody here on this team can tell you, like, I have no concept of like, you know, what time anyone's leaving or things of that nature. I know everyone's working hard. I know that Sid once took a half a day and, so, you know, but I think that, I think that I look at the collective vibes. I think what's very good about my management style, and I talked about it yesterday with all, oh no, not in the all hands, I'm a separate group, but like, even when Andy has an opinion on you, Joe, you know, inevitably I would hit him up in 2 months randomly and be like, yo, what do you think of Joe S? And he'll give his thoughts and it's run the gamut through the years. Great, lazy, bum, great, amazing, you know, all these things. Even that is just one data point, mm-hmm. you know? And so like, I think the way I evaluate is I take inputs from people that have been around a long time and know the you know, kind of the way I like it. And then even then I'm too scared for Andy or Sid or, you know, Justin or somebody to be wrong. And so I'm just kind of making my own decisions as well. I'll double click in, I'll start paying a little more attention. So it's a lot of osmosis. And then it's a little bit of like double checking, both pro and con.
All right. Yeah, that's very clear. Thank you.
Hello, I think I'm next. So I was wondering what positives has VaynerX seen as a whole from working from home?
I think we've proven to ourselves that we can be disproportionately productive working from home, which allows, you know, allows things like the following, Katie. It's almost like subconscious bias, right? With sexism and racism. All of a sudden, I think you know now that if you want to leave on a Wednesday night to go see your family and work from home on Thursday and Friday, that we're not looking down on it, we're looking up on it. It's mm-hmm. a big breakthrough.
Yeah.
It's huge. I mean, honestly, how hard this team works and how much I want you all sitting on top of each other at all times, I'm just happy for our company that that now becomes the new rule.
Cool.
You know?
Yeah.
So I think that is disproportionately the best. I won't travel as much, so more me around you is good, I think. Mm-hmm. So that'll be good. I'm really happy about the one I just gave you. The subconscious notion of, can you work from home? You know, like D-Rock subconsciously, if not consciously, knows that he's working on a film. I actually want him sitting right outside of me, but he's trying to concentrate. I didn't even like when Chris and Avital are like in the fucking other room. Like, you know, I love, you know, and now that it could be the other way, and like, I'm sure creators, especially if we're gonna, Jason, D-Rock, some people are gonna go longer form, like having the ability to stay home for 2 days and really pull it out without kind of like the pressure of knowing that wasn't my favorite thing is gonna be a huge breakthrough.
Awesome.
I agree.
I also think that we should absolutely try, let's actually do this. I'd like this team to try next week to all be on Zoom at the same time in the background at all times to see what that feels like, the whole day. Not the admins, but the core team. Just wanna see what it would be like.
Sounds good.
Especially that first day, maybe we're back and really making our asses off. I'd like to see what that feels like. I'd like to learn from that.
Yeah, I just had one more. It's more like lighthearted. But have you taken any important Zoom calls in your pajama pants?
I have not. I have not done that. I don't really wear pajama pants.
No judgment zone. Safe space.
Yeah. No underwear. It's all been short. I'm always too worried that I'll forget and something weird will happen.
Totally understand.
Yeah.
That's all.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Destiny's gonna jump in and say hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to say hi. I've never actually spoken to you one-on-one. And I do have two questions. One is kind of, I guess, personal, or not really, but just something to do with being a woman. How can a woman or girl, trying to see how to form this, kind of be assertive and like give feedback and criticism, but without coming off as bossy or
by recognizing that every guy that throws that hate at you is a fucking clown.
Okay.
I'm being dead serious with you, Destiny. Like, that's just laziness, you know, like, and by the way, I often tell a lot of women, because I have a lot of women startups and a lot of leaders, and I'm like, just so it's clear, what guys say about guys that do that is they call him a dick. It's just words. You know, like, you know, that's just insecure little boys that don't want to be told what to do by a girl. And by the way, those little boys don't like to be told what to do by boys either.
Thanks.
Of course.
And then this is kind of the opposite. And you might have already mentioned this to the team before. But has there been a piece of content that you really haven't liked?
Oh, I would say, like, I'm not sure I've liked any of them. Like, it's really funny. Let me explain what I mean by that. I'm sure the team's like kind of like smiling in their head. We're a very interesting bunch, and you're going to really learn a lot here, and I'm really glad you're here. I'm almost unemotional is actually the answer. I don't think I have a feeling towards the good ones, or like I like the bad ones, like the ones that underperform. Like D-Rock gave me this piece of content 2 days ago and he was so fired up. It's one of his, you know, he thinks he's a street artist now. So he's like, yo, check this out. And I was like, yeah, this is good. Like, this is something I said, and let's post it. And I'm telling you, when I posted it, I had no sense if it would do well or not, but I had an amazing sense that D-Rock thought it was gonna crush. And it wildly underperformed. And as it was underperforming, I was smiling like you couldn't imagine, Destiny. And that's just going back to confidence. You know, like, you know, I think that a lot of people are wildly insecure, and a single piece of content not doing well on their account is like devastating. And it's not for us. It's, we take the humility and we build off of it.
Awesome. And that's it for me.
Got it. Welcome, welcome.
Mr. Thompson.
Jim.
Hey, G. I always try to think about when you talk about how do we bring as much value as possible. And so, you know, as with COVID and George Floyd, how do you think that changes what we, how we provide value going forward in relation to that one-on-one access that we've been giving people over the last 8 weeks?
One-on-one access, how so?
So like through TV.
Got it.
Through the 12-hour live stream.
Yeah, I think, I think T has a real good shot of back to like not feeling stressed, like me doing T in my apartment 9 to 10 a.m. every day and then getting to the office at 10:30 feels very realistic. You know, things like that. So, you know, the other thing I was thinking a lot about, taking a little bit of a different direction. Look, I think a lot of the things we've talked about from a kindness and a mental standpoint was exactly what people needed heading into COVID and George Floyd, right? So I'm proud of what we put out in the world. And I've been bombarded with DMs and reach outs of people saying, what you've done in transforming me in this year mentally has helped me go through this anxiety. That's why I think I posted what I just posted this morning. I thought it was the right post for that same thing. It was funny though, when you started talking, I was like, yeah, and you took it somewhere different, but I really liked where my mind went. I think we have the team in place to do video tutorials of how to, where I can talk in the front. So like, we can do a how to, like be very good at posting on LinkedIn and showing things that we really know, like posting it, or even like, you know, how to post at the right times on Instagram. We have rationale to why we post at 8:30 and 11:30, you know what I mean? You know.
For content like that, G, do you see it as like you prefacing it, introing it, and like the team?
Yes. Yeah, I do. It's almost like a split screen of me and Katie around, you know, or try split screen of me, Katie, and Justin talking influencer, or me and Meg talking, you know,
translation. It's not a blog post from you, and it's not a blog post from Team Gary, it's a blog post from us.
Like me and May on a split screen of transcribing your content into other languages and like tools and ways to think about it. And then maybe May interviewing me on three questions where I answer. I think that's a little more tactical, and I think could really become a new wave. And I think it should be one of the pillars that we go to going forward.
So these are long form pieces of content that you want to see produced, right?
And long form could be 2 minutes and 39 seconds.
Okay.
You know, maybe me, DK, and John Morgenstern of like how we're winning on wine text. And how you can with your small business, but on my IGTV and YouTube. So I think kind of going a little bit deeper into how we're doing it in you spending a week making kind of like the videos that do well. If it's I could see Chris being a huge factor here because I think infographic versions of these things are cool, you know, cartoons. But then, so it's like maybe a cartoon explaining it, or maybe it's a video screenshot, like click up here and click like, but the upfront is, you know, me and Zane talking about community management. But then the rest is Zane talking over, like, we search Gary and reply. You know what I mean? Yes. Tactics. I'm just throwing this out because I know it's being recorded, so it might be remembered. Like, how I realized, oh shit, if I reply to comments on ads on Facebook on WineText, the ads will do better. Nobody does that shit. Everybody just runs their ads. Don't reply to a single comment. But the replied comments gives it more validity, which is creating higher conversion rate. By the way, now we can even clip this and make that part of the video, which is kind of a cool look with all of us on it. Do that.
Jim, you have another one?
Just real quick. It's been like a really emotional time over the last couple of months. Like what was out to you as your most emotional moment over the last 2 months?
For me personally, if I'm just talking about me, was that I did a 12-hour telethon. I was completely exhausted because I really left it on the line, and raised $2.3 million, felt like a real human being, you know, like really giving back, truly giving back. Clonked out, woke up, super fired up to see like the collateral, you know, like post-gaming. Like when you're a kid, you go out just to post-game the next day with your friends, you know, it's like, you know, like the post-game is the most fun. So I was really excited in the morning, woke up even a half an hour early and immediately saw the George Floyd news, which happened the day before. And I don't recall having the wind knocked out of me emotionally at that level in a very long time. And I think it would have happened anyway, given the circumstances with George Floyd. B, I think I was so high on humanity that I came into the gut punch with a lot of wind. So that was the most emotional moment for me.
Dustin.
I guess I just whipped these up real quick. Is there any indication of like when the office will be open again? I'm just curious.
Yeah, I think you guys should all know before everybody else knows that we are 100% are not going to mandate anybody coming back until minimally Labor Day.
Okay.
We will probably open the office before then, but it won't be required to come if you don't feel comfortable. So everybody's got summer plans or wants to make summer plans, you can play here a little bit. I think that we will be a week or two after everybody else in New York. So maybe, you know, last week of June, first week of July, maybe right after 4th of July. But we're only going to bring back 20% of the office. It's going to be staggered. It's going to be a while.
Cool. Like right now we're trying to make like...
To me, I'd rather wait until social distancing is over.
No, I agree.
Like kind of thing.
I've been kind of freaked out about going back in, actually. That's why.
Yeah, the good news is I'm not going to force anybody to come back because I feel... It's why I really want everybody to work on Zoom together, because I'm concerned about when half come back and half don't, what the efficiencies are, and I want to get us into practice. The other thing that will lead to is freelancing around the world, where we're literally... I mean, let's talk real life. We're paying $4 to somebody in Vietnam. They're thrilled and we're thrilled. So like, this is going to really change the landscape.
Captioning. Big.
Not only captioning, just content. I mean, we can get really crazy.
So yeah, we're trying to make like sensitive, like kindness and stuff like that right now. But is there anything else that you can think of that I should be like searching for?
Accountability.
Okay.
You know, this is a time to be accountable. The thing that I'm most proud of is when I've seen racism in public, I've spoken. And the thing I'm most disappointed about is I saw it once at a Jets game and I didn't say anything. That's what's been running through my head constantly this week. So accountability is on my, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just, I'm very passionate about suffocating it. I'm very passionate about I will never live my life again where I see any hate and not say something and really hurt feelings. Like I'm getting, by the way, I'm probably inches away from the first time you've ever seen me get really clappy backy. I'm very excited about these people who are unfollowing people and have private accounts. They're about to become my favorite target. Real fucking tough guys. There may not be a more loser move on life than to be a person that follows someone and then not agree with their politics and reply unfollow in their comments as if that person gives any fucks. You know what hurts more than seeing somebody unfollowed you in a comment is being the person that nobody's fucking giving a fuck about to follow. Like this is the kind of shit that I'm like gonna start throwing at people. I'm about to get nasty on someone.
We'll go to BK and then I think we'll have to bounce.
My first question, circling back to like the humility around like what we post on Instagram and stuff like that. Like I was curious do you think there'll ever be a point where we don't need to test content anymore?
No, I think that's a bad idea. Like we've lived that for years. I don't think so because I think, you know, I think that what I'm proud of, DK, and you've probably noticed it over the last 6 months to a year, like I'm very comfortable posting things that have not been tested because I want to say them.
Mm-hmm.
That's different than not, you see where I'm going? I think it's probably the question you're actually asking, you know, in some way, whether consciously or subconsciously, like, so I think I want to test because it's smart. Like, it's just genuinely smart. You want more people to see the thing, right? That you're trying to tell the world. On the flip side, I won't be remiss to say something because I want to say it.
Gotcha. Cool. And then my next question is just around, team member longevity. Like, I was just curious, like, do you look at this as like a setup where you want people to like, you know, have like the Andy, D-Rock long careers?
Yes. Yes. But I also want everybody here to win. And whether that means their own careers or, you know, clearly we've started the process of Team Gary being a feeding ground for VaynerX proper.
Mm-hmm.
And I want that to happen at scale. And then, you know, I don't think empathy is my last rodeo. And I for sure next time around, I'm going to make the creative team all Team Gary.
Gotcha.
So if I start a peanut butter brand or a sneaker brand, I mean, I think that there's a chance in next year that we'll start a sneaker brand.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I want that to be Team Gary for the most part.
Cool. That's all I got.
Yeah. I also want to figure out ways to make sure that people can be on the team for 10 years and feel like they're growing financially and kind of like as a human. And that's very much on my mind as well. Like, for example, speaking about remote workers from parts of the world where you can have different cost structures, when I look at this team, I'm like, everybody here can be an Andy and have 5 freelancers around the world underneath them. Think about the size of that machine. So there's a lot of things running through my mind on growth.
Good questions, DK.
All right, good stuff. Let's do much more of this. I'm ready to kind of lean back into the team in a heavy way. So I think it's important for Tan and Joe and Ellie and Destiny. And it's important to like re-up our energy from the team that's been here. So thank you. As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people. You know, it's so funny. People that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness, I'm gonna have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So take it away, which were our favorites this week?
Thanks, Gary. Today's highlighted review is Love the Podcast by Falcon on Fire. Sometimes I find myself torn between whether I think Gary V is a dick and that I do not enjoy his style, or that Gary V is a revolutionary genius whose style is incredibly motivating and refreshing. I have decided on the latter. Keep up the awesome work, Gary. Thank you so much for all of your effort. Thanks to Falcon on Fire. Keep those reviews coming. We could highlight yours next.